everything that he needs, but man, I left my headphones back. 2-1 count, misses inside, the ball gets away. Here comes the tying runner, no throw at the plate, and the Rafters have knotted it 1-1 in the fifth. Wild pitch. Actually, they're going to call it a passed ball, but either way, it sends home the tying runner, and the Rafters now have the go-ahead run at third base. And that is a big mistake right there. Passed ball on Sam Pease, and with the 3-1 count, Hanna just needs a sacrifice to put the Rafters up, but he'll take the ball low to draw the walk. And now that's runners on the corners. But before that, there is going to be a mound visit, and the Dock Spiders manager stepping out here, which means that could be the game, and it is. Stormy Rhodes will have his night end here at 92 pitches. Way up there in the pitch count, and that's back-to-back games where the Dock Spiders have used their pitchers about as much as they could. 4 1/3 for Stormy Rhodes. He allows the one run. It was unearned to this point on the passed ball, and, well, the Rafters will see if they can do some more damage against the new guy who's coming in, and, well, we'll get that for you in a second, but the Rafters at this moment in time have runners on first and third with only one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Tied it up 1-1, and this is a big opportunity as Junior Barajas will step back into the batter's box. Barajas had a go-ahead RBI double last game, but it came in the first inning. And that RBI double was the only run that the Rafters would create yesterday against Noah Weck, or the man who came in as a reliever for the Dock Spiders, Luke Perez. And the new pitcher coming into the game is Eldon Santana. And Santana takes over for Stormy Rhodes. And finishing up Rhodes' stat line, he went 4 1/3 innings. He allowed 4 hits, 1 run. It was unearned at this point in time. And he walked 4 batters, struck out 4, and he ended up not hitting any batters. Did not balk, but he did throw 1 wild pitch. He also faced a total of 20 batters and did so on 92 pitches before handing it off here to the new man, Eldon Santana. Santana comes from Brooklyn, New York, and, well, a right-handed pitcher from Lawrence University. They've got a couple guys from Lawrence, just like they do from Oklahoma State. Santana, a teammate of Taylor Freeman's, and he's a senior from Lawrence. 5'10", 185, and looking at Santana's numbers this season, well, he is going to be making his first appearance for the Dock Spiders. Santana, not previously playing for them. He's a second-half guy for the Dock Spiders, and trying to make his name heard, he is going to be taking on Junior Barajas in a key situation here. Now, it is worth noting a double play is in order, but Noah Hata over there on first base, a guy to watch out for, quick base runner. But he won't be taken off here. First pitch is crushed out towards right center field. Barajas watching it. He'll flip the bat. It's turning. This one is bouncing just off the top of the wall. Hata is over there to third base, and he will stay at the bag. But it's an RBI go-ahead double for Junior Barajas and a big one for the Rafters. They take the lead 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning, as Royce Clayton Jr. came home from third base, and Noah Hata goes over to third base to replace him. 2-1 Rafters here in the fifth. And that was not the first pitch that Eldon Santana wanted to throw, but Junior Barajas got every stitch of that baseball. And it is 400 feet out to dead center. I tell you what, that thing got about as close as you're going to see to a ball leaving center field. First pitch to Matanaka was fouled back to bring the count 0-1, and Barajas nearly had that one leave the park. But, hey, he'll be okay with an RBI double to put the Rafters up 1. But more damage to be done, hopefully, by Akko. Right-handed hitter grounds one foul down that first base line. Now 0-2, and, well, the runners on second and third. There is still only one out in the top of the fifth. So sacrifice would work. Send one out to the outfield or get a grounder. Either way, 0-2 count. That one is outside the zone for ball number one. 1-2 count, and Akko, back in the fourth inning, that was his last time up. He had a full count, but saw eight pitches before he flew out to left field. 1-2 count from Santana brings it home. It misses in the dirt, gets away. Hata thought about taking off, but decided better of it and headed back to third base. So he remains there, and now a 2-2 count to Akko. Don't want out number two to come from a steal of home. So Hata on third, Junior Barajas on second. 2-2 count to the right-handed hitting second baseman. This one is low for ball number three. Now a full count to Akko yet again. And he's continuing to see the pitch as well, even though it's a new one on the mound. The right-hander Santana allowed a leadoff. Well, first pitch he threw was a double, as this one is fouled away from Akko. First pitch that Santana threw to Junior Barajas was a double that was smoked to right center. Now Matt and Akko really working the count well. He'll see pitch number seven coming up here. Santana still on the rubber, brings the foot up, fires it home. This one sent over to third base. It's going to get Hata kind of caught in between the base paths. He's about halfway there, trying to dive home, and the third baseman is going to take out the home plate umpire, trying to get the tag there. Matt Hansen just tackled Donald Say. And Say is on the ground right now, and hopefully he's all right. The Rafters had both runners advance to second and third on the play in the meantime, and Matt Hansen was running home and trying to tag Noah Hata out of the baselines, and I believe the call was that Hata was out on the tag, trying to escape the play from the third baseman, and then after the tag, Hansen kind of lost control of himself and went tumbling into the home plate umpire. Say's still on the ground right now, and gotta hope that he is okay. That was a hard hit between the third baseman and the home plate umpire. It was not intentional by any means, and you can see that Hansen's kind of still standing there and hoping that he's all right. Say is working on getting back up to his feet right now and getting helped out by the trainers, and the crowd giving a round of applause here as Say will be taken care of, but the Rafters will have runners on second and third after that, and, well, definitely an interesting play to say the least. Ends up going as a fielder's choice, five unassisted. And on the fielder's choice, well, it allowed Matt and Akko to go all the way over to second base. Junior Barajas is now on third. And before we return to play, got to make sure that Donald Say is okay. So the trainer's taking care of him, and Rafters have the 2-1 lead here at Fond du Lac. And Say back on his feet, so looks to be in good condition. Maybe just a couple of scratches here and there from the dirt after the tackle. And, well, now I feel like I got to look up if Matt Hansen played football back in high school. Wasn't great form on that one, I tell you what. Probably wasn't a defensive back. Maybe just saw it a bunch from the offensive side. Matt Hansen, the third baseman for Fond du Lac. Definitely not intentional on it, and just kind of poking fun at the situation. Not something that you see every day, and certainly hope that Say is all right, and he'll walk up the first baseline a little bit gingerly just to make sure that he's all right, and Working with the trainers right now. Still Rafters leading 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. It'll be up to Caden Sigmund now to see if he can extend this Rafters lead. And well, at the very least, Noah Hata trying to take off for home plate didn't change anything because Mananaka was able to go over to second. Say instead Hata stayed at third base, and it's a simple put out at first base. Either way, you've got runners on second and third with two outs. So Hata at the very least gave the Rafters a chance to score a run with the attempt to avoid the tag. And Ziggy is going over here and talking with Say to make sure that he's all right. And now he'll go back into his third base coaching boxes. The Rafters will have runners on second and third. Noah Hata was out at the plate on the fielder's choice. And Sigmund now stepping into the batter's box. We are ready to go once again after the time was taken. So Donald Say is in good condition behind home plate, the umpire for the Northwoods League, and glad to see he's all right. So we'll get back to work here as Caden Sigmund, the left-handed hitting DH, steps into the batter's box. Runners on second and third with two away in the top of the fifth. On the mound, Eldon Santana brings home the first pitch. It's sent foul down the left field line, reaching towards the stands. It bounces off an umbrella, and it's an 0-1 count. Santana took over for Stormy Rhodes here in the fifth inning prior to Junior Barajas' RBI double to put the Rafters up one. 0-1 count on the way. This one's hit well out towards straightaway center field. Not too much of a run there from center fielder Rex Watson, and he will bring it in for out number three. So the Rafters do manage to score two runs. They score the two runs on three hits. There were no errors, and there was two left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Rafters up one. This is WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back to work here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Rafters are indeed turning to a new pitcher. It's Trevor Moik taking over for Wisconsin Rapids. Moik replaces Jeremy Jones, and Jones had a very strong start. He is currently not quite in line for the lead, had to have gone the five minimum innings, didn't quite meet that mark, so Moik would be in line for the win with a quality inning of work here, hoping that he'll get to do that, and he comes out here for another appearance on the season. He's been real good this year for the Rafters, one of their best relievers on the season, and the first pitch here to Matt Hansen misses low for ball number one. Hansen, the left-handed hitting third baseman up here for the Rafters, and Moik as the next pitch miss a little bit outside for ball number two. It's now a 2-0 count. And on the season, a 1.93 ERA. 2-0 count outside again, 3-0. And, well, this is a little bit uncharacteristic of Moik, as he's walked a combined seven batters over his 9 1/3 innings. And really, that all got inflated from one appearance as that pitch misses a little bit low for ball number four. Four straight pitches that missed from Moik. None of them missed by too much, though. He's right around that zone, kind of nibbling on the edges. And it brings up James Hankerson Jr. to the plate with nobody out and the runner on first base. Moik pitching in his second season in the Northwoods League, and it has looked much better than his first one, which he spent with Kokomo last season. First pitch on the way here, it is taken for strike number one, and he gets back on the right track with a strike there. Well, you know what? I feel like you'd rather have a first pitch strike than a strike on a 3-0 count. 0-1 count misses inside for ball number one and a 1-1 count. Now, I say that because there's a good chance that you still end up with a walk and you're not in the lead in the count anymore, but as appeared to a first pitch strike, 1-1 count. That one is a check swing. Did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike number two. It's now a 1-2 count. And, you know, there's a good chance that you walk the batter anyway on the 3-1 count. Plus, they're in the lead. But on an 0-0 count, you get the lead in the plate appearance. And this one is hit over towards second base. It's caught out of the air. Throw back to first. Oh, yeah, double play. Madden Akko makes the catch on the liner and caught Matt Hansen a little bit too far off the bag. So he's doubled up back at the plate. Two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bases are empty. Rafters up 2-1. And the right-handed hitting Jaron Sanderson stepping into the batter's box. Sanderson, the left fielder for the Dock Spiders. First pitch on the way. That one is called for strike number one. And Moik kind of took a couple steps forward and celebrated that pitch as if it was strike number three. And that was the first pitch of the plate appearance. A little bit interesting there. 0-1 count as Moik will bring it home. And that one is a little bit inside for ball number one. Now, I not a full celebration. He kind of just stepped off and smiled at the play and kind of pumped the fist. But he has a long follow-through on his pitch. 1-1 count on the way home. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 1-2 the count. And Moik always steps all the way down the mound there on the way to kind of pick up the throwback from the catcher. Junior Barajas behind the plate for the Rafters today, making his first start defensively there. 1-2 count. It's a grounder over towards short, and Carlson can't control it. It bounces off of his glove and over towards first base. Jaron Sanderson ends up there safely with no throw over to the bag. An infield single for Jaron Sanderson, and it brings up T.P. Wentworth to the bag with a runner on first and two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Tying runner on first. Rafters lead 2-1. Well, there was a little bit of rain earlier, but hasn't been any since then over the last couple of innings. However, there are a couple of clouds off in the distance. We'll see if they come here as the first pitch to Wentworth is called for strike number one. And the Rafters had to deal with rain a couple of the past days as the 0-1 count gets a swing and a miss from Wentworth. Brings it 0-2. Rafters have had a few rain delays this season. Didn't have to delay the game earlier today, though, thankfully. And on the year, 8 rain delays. Had one postponement and a couple of games suspended. 0-2 the count, and the pitch here, that one is a little low for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Runner on first base with two outs. 70 degrees here in Fond du Lac as it gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. And Trevor Moik, he stays hot for the Rafters. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the sixth inning. Rafters leading 2-1. This is WFHR 97.5 FM 1320.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Not too much going for Eldon Santana as he is already out of the game for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, and he ended up recording just two outs. It wasn't a bad appearance for him, but, well, it didn't quite go his way. He did allow the go-ahead run for the Rafters back in the fifth inning. He ended up the game going two-thirds of an inning, allowing no runs. He allowed one hit, no walks, no strikeouts, no wild pitches. Three batters faced on 10 total pitches. Now here in the inning, it's a lefty, and the first pitch is hit into right field. That will get down for a hit. First pitch single for Landon Gaz, and he is perfect from the plate here in the game today. Yesterday wasn't quite his day, and maybe still getting readjusted to Wisconsin Rapids and playing in the Northwoods League. Gaz ended up the game 0-for-4 with three strikeouts, but it has been a complete turnaround for him in this game. Two walks and a single now. Gaz on to first base with nobody out. It brings up Luke Skinner against the lefty on the mound, Garrett Workman. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Skinner was about to show bunt, but it pulls back and it goes all the way to the backstop. So Gaz is over to second base on the wild pitch. So a runner in scoring position with nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. 1-0 count to Luke Skinner. 0-for-1 in the game today. And he also struggled in the game yesterday, but he's looked significantly better here. He went 0-for-3 in the game yesterday. Was able to make contact with all of them, didn't strike out. 1-0 count, misses for ball number 2, 2-0. And in this game, he was able to work a full count walk back in the second inning, but he grounded out 4-3 in the fourth. 2-0 count here with the runner on second. Pitch coming, it's ripped foul down the first base line and out of play. 2-1 the count. Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman for Wisconsin Rapids. Comes from Loyola Marymount. I haven't been able to talk about him too much. He is teammates of Ashton Poole. Runner taking off from second, 2-1 count. That one is called for strike number 2. No throw down to third base as they let Landon Gaz swipe it freely. So now the Rafters, a runner 90 feet from scoring. First stolen base of the season for Landon Gaz. And nobody out here in the top of the sixth. 2-2 count to Skinner. Pitch on the way home. High breaking ball that misses for ball number 3. Now the count is full. So Skinner still seeing the ball well. Doesn't want to swing out of his shoes. And here against a lefty. 3-2 count. Misses inside for ball number four. And Skinner is aboard. Back-to-back base runners for the Rafters. Skinner draws the walk following up Gaz's single. And now runners on the corners with nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Brings up the right-handed hitting Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi, the right fielder for the Rafters. First pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball number one. And Kobayashi right now, he's riding one of the longer hit streaks on the Rafters team. Of course, a couple of these players haven't had much of a time to build up a hit streak. And some of them that did have left the team from the first half contracts. But Kobayashi has hit in his last five games. 1-0 count is called for a strike there. Brings it 1-1. However, he is 0-2 in this game here. Grounded out 4-3 his last time up. Back in the fifth inning. Running taking off from first. Throw on down to second. It's called a strike, but Skinner is in there safely. No tag applied. And so a stolen base on the 1-2 count to Kobayashi. Skinner is able to swipe the bag. Rafters have two runners in scoring position. Runners on second and third with nobody out in the top of the sixth. Already up 2-1. They're trying to add some insurance. Pitch on the way home. It misses low for ball number two. 2-2 to Kobayashi. Kobayashi did strike out swinging back in the second inning. But yesterday, he went 1-3 in the game. Had a single in the fifth inning. Here in the sixth, 2-2 count. Swings and misses. That's strike number three. And Kobayashi goes down for out number one. That's a big strikeout for Garrett Workman. Still hasn't allowed a run on his record, despite the first two base runners reaching second and third. And Rafters have had this position a few times this game. Runners on second and third. And now Hayden Carlson getting the opportunity. Right-handed hitting shortstop takes the first pitch low for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Carlson. It's a righty-lefty matchup as he is 1-2 in the game. Had the hit off of Stormy Rhodes back in the fifth inning. 1-0 count is fouled back to bring it 1-1. And thanks to that single, he was able to come around and score. Scored on the passed ball from Sam Pease, who is behind the plate for the Dock Spiders. 1-1 count with one away, and runners on second and third here in the top of the sixth. Pitch on the way home. It's a swing and a miss from Carlson. Makes it 1-2, and Carlson, well, he hasn't had the smoothest transition to the collegiate level, but he was one of the top players coming out of California. Good guy, and made his way over to Indiana. 1-2 count. Misses low and in the dirt, but picked up by Sam Pease. Brings the count 2-2. Still only one out here in the sixth inning, and Carlson at Indiana, he saw just six at-bats, but he did get those as a freshman. Relatively impressive. 2-2 count. This one's hit to the left side, and that one will work on through into left field. Here comes one run. Here comes another. Carlson, a 2-RBI single, has put the Rafters up 4-1 here in the sixth. Second hit of the game for Hayden Carlson, and that extends this Rafters lead. Landon Gaz scores from third. Luke Skinner scores from second. Rafters lead by three in the top of the sixth. After being blanked in the first four innings by Stormy Rhodes, things starting to fall apart a bit for the Dock Spiders pitching staff. Rafters now seven hits in the game and a pickoff attempt back to first, but Carlson dives back into the bag safely. Carlson, he had attempted a stolen base back in the fifth inning, but a foul ball sent him back to the bag. First pitch on the way here to Clayton is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Royce Clayton Jr. back up to the plate for the fourth time today, and he's looking for hit number four for the Rafters. That's the most hits in the game for the Rafters. Four. Onyade did it twice, as this one is a pickoff attempt back to first base, and it bounces off of Eric Robles. first base coach for the Rafters. And that one could have gotten away, but instead it bounces off the Rafters coach. Oh, no. I'll have to poke a little bit of fun at him for that one. 0-1 count. Runner now taking off from first. It's way outside, and it doesn't give Pease enough time to throw on down to the base. So Hayden Carlson gets his stolen base now, and it's a 1-1 count to Royce Clayton Jr. And you might want to worry about batter at the plate, who is 3-for-3. Clayton doubled his last time up back in the fifth inning. It's a big one because he came around to score. 1-1 count, misses outside for ball number two, and his run that he came across to score himself put the Rafters up 2-1. It's a big deal, although the Rafters now up by three. But, hey, a lot of insurance would be nice here. 2-1 count on the way. That one is called a strike right down the middle. Now a 2-2 count, and Clayton really turning things around this game. You talk about a guy who is really looking for a big game, and, well, he's getting it. Prior to tonight's game, he had been on a four-game hitless streak, as that one is on the lower part of the zone, called strike number three. Clayton doesn't like it, and he will walk back to the dugout, the first time that he's been retired today, and it keeps the runner on second base as Noah Hata comes up to the plate with a one on and two out here in the top of the sixth. Rafters up 4-1, and Hata up for the fourth time, still looking for his first hit as a Rafter. Lefty-lefty matchup, pitch a breaking ball that misses inside, and Hata was showing off the bunt, but didn't end up placing one down. It was kind of a slap bunt. He was running up on it. So a 1-0 count as the pitch comes home, and that one is taken for strike number one on the lower inside corner of the plate. Hata, a 5'9", 170 outfielder for the Rafters, coming over from Hawaii Pacific. 1-1 count with the runner on second. It's a slow pitch that misses inside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Back in the fifth inning, Hata drew a walk. That was his last time up. Prior to the walk, he struck out swinging in the third, and he grounded into a double play in the first. 2-1 count coming home. A fastball is taken on the outside for strike number two. 2-2 the count, and Hata, he has been great for Hawaii Pacific, also known as Nunu, his nickname. Past season at Hawaii Pacific, it was his best to date, but not able to keep that up here at the plate as he takes strike number three looking, and that ends the sixth inning. So striking out the side there, Garrett Workman is able to get through the inning, but not before the Rafters were able to score two runs. They did so on two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafters up 4-1 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses,
bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth comes your way here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, and the Raptors up 4-1. They will look for Trevor Moik to keep it rolling, as Moik has been looking
good. My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19,
Here in the bottom of the sixth, Moik back on the mound, and he hasn't allowed a run in his last three appearances. And last time that he allowed a run was back on June 18th. Pitched four innings since then, and all four shutout frames with a pair of strikeouts. Just two walks and two hits allowed over that stretch as the first pitch to Nate McHugh is taken for strike number one. And that does not include the inning that he pitched back in the fifth, as this one is hit out towards left field, running up on it. It will bounce in front of Clayton, and he will play it off the hop and throw it back on in. But a leadoff single for Nate McHugh as he ends up on first base with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And it brings up the left-handed hitting center fielder Rex Watson to the plate. Watson trying to make something happen, and the Raptors were able to build on their lead back in the fifth inning. Back in the sixth inning. They scored two runs in the sixth, two runs in the fifth. Runner on first base, Nate McHugh. He'll be followed by Watson. Moik, the righty on the mound, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. And Rex Watson tried not to go but couldn't hold back, so an 0-1 count to him. Lefty-righty matchup, and Moik looking over to third base. Runner still on first, nobody on third, as this pitch misses inside, blocked by Barajas. Can't find it, it rolls back in front of him, and the runner is able to take off for second base there. So a wild pitch from Moik allows the runner to take off for second. So Nate McHugh is on second base. Nobody else on the base paths. There is nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. And Moik talking things over with Junior Barajas, making sure they're on the same page. So Barajas now heading back behind the plate as Moik will get set on the mound. And beautiful sunset here with the clouds off in the distance here in Fond du Lac. Well, after the rain passed, it's certainly a perfect night for baseball. I tell you what, it's about as good a conditions as you can get. Just under 70 degrees, about 69 outside, and the 1-1 count on the way home gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. He did not go around by much right there. Watson just barely. And it's a 1-2 count and a couple of calls from behind home plate. Donald Say making himself. Watson up for the third time today. He is 1-for-2 in the game. Last time up, he reached on an error in the fourth inning. Was stranded at third base, though, eventually. 1-2 the count here. He's trying to get on for the third time today. Pitch on the way home. Gets the swing and a miss for strike number three. That's a big pitch from Trevor Moik. Keeps the runner on second base. And it brings up Sam Pease to the plate with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Raptors still up 4-1. And the Raptors have a couple of pitchers right now that are just red hot. And that includes the two guys that we've seen today from the pitching staff, Jeremy Jones and Trevor Moik. First pitch on the way from Moik to Pease is in there on the breaking ball, called for strike number one. That was a nasty pitch. 0-1 count, and Pease up for the third time today. He's 0-1. Also has an 0-1 count. Righty-righty matchup. Runner on second. Pitch comes home. It misses inside on the fastball to bring it even 1-1. Pease, his last time up, drew a walk back in the fourth inning. Prior to that, he struck out swinging in the second, and this one is called for strike number two on the outside edge. So So a 1-2 count with the runner on second. Moik looks back there. And a couple of times he'll bring the pitch home, and that one misses low for ball number two. A 2-2 count, and Moik is trying to finish off this inning without allowing a run, but he's got the runner on second base right now. Every run counts in a pitcher's duel, as this one is fouled off the netting above the Dock Spiders dugout, so it stays 2-2, and Sam Pease from Northern Colorado, native of Fort Collins, Colorado, 5'11", 185. He struggled a bit this season offensively, and he swings and misses at that pitch, and, well, he wishes pretty Pease that Trevor Moik wasn't on the mound, because Moik is continuing to deal here. Back-to-back strikeouts for him as it brings up Taylor Freeman to the plate with two away in the bottom of the sixth. Runner on second base, 4-1 the Rafters lead. Righty-righty matchup with Freeman at the plate. The second baseman for the Dock Spiders sends this one down the right field line, reaching towards the foul line. It just reaches a couple feet to the right, and so it's an 0-1 count to Freeman. Freeman up for the third time today. He is 0-2 in the game, grounded into a 6-4-3 double play back in the fourth inning. He also struck out looking back in the second. Moik brings the ball into his glove, looks back towards second base where the runner sits. 0-1 count, misses low, and now the count moves even 1-1. Moik has three strikeouts on the game across his inning and two-thirds, and that follows up the six strikeouts that Jeremy Jones had in his four innings. Good strikeout stuff. Grounder high towards the left side of the infield, picked up by Hayden Carlson, and he'll throw it back to third, and the runner went a little too far. Nate McHugh didn't realize where the ball was and started rounding third, and then he gets caught in between there and tagged out. So it ends up going 6-5 on the play, and that's a fielder's choice as that does it for the sixth inning. So no runs on the play there and no runs in the inning as they ended up, as the Dock Spiders, I should say, ended up picking up two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the seventh. It's 4-1 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Seventh inning of action coming your way here on WFHR.
The Rafters have the
4-1 lead. And here in the top of the seventh, trying to keep things rolling along, and well, it'll be the same pitcher on the mound for the Dock Spiders. Realized in between innings, hey, I never gave you guys the final line on Jeremy Jones before he came out of the game. Well, Jones finished his night with four innings pitched, one run allowed. It was earned on four hits, two walks, six strikeouts. Did have one balk, faced 18 total batters, and did so on 80 pitches. Handed it off to Trevor Moik, and Moik has not allowed a run over his two innings. We'll see if he comes back out, though. He's at 31 pitches here after his two innings and could come back out, but the longest that Moik has gone this season has been two innings. He's done so now four times. Brings up the top of the seventh. Rafters leading 4-1, and they'll be led out by their 3-4-5 batters, Junior Barajas, Madden Akko, and Caden Sigmund, due up. First pitch on the way from Workman is ripped in the right field. That will get down for a hit into the corner, sliding over there. Barajas will head for second base, and he is in with his third double in 2 days for the Rafters. Back-to-back plate appearances, he's hit a double in, and that one, a big one for the Rafters, leads them off in the seventh inning with the extra base hit. Rafters have a runner in scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Junior Barajas is just smoking the baseball right now. Doesn't matter who's on the mound, he is crushing it. Lefty or righty. Lefty on the mound here, and now he gets to face the right-handed hitting Madden Akko. And I tell you what, Akko has done well against left-handed pitchers this season. First pitch on the way is called for strike number one. Brings the count 0-1. Against left-handed pitching this season, Madden Akko is batting .500 with a .1283 OPS. 0-1 count, misses low, and is blocked by Pease to bring it 1-1. Akko, the second baseman for the Rafters tonight, he is 0-for-3 in the game, but those three at-bats have all come against right-handed pitching. Against lefties this season, 11-for-22. He's got a pair of doubles and a homer, 9 RBIs. 1-1 count on the way home. He pops this one up straight back and should reach out of play. It will out towards the seats, and it bounces for a couple of fans to race towards. Good day for the Dock Spiders here. They've got plenty of fans out here, and well, we'll get to see the Rafters come back home. Hope to see you guys out at the ballpark. Coming up tomorrow, the Rafters will return with a two-game set against the Lakeshore Chinooks. So they'll be playing back at Winter Field on Thursday and Friday. 6:35 tomorrow, 3:05 on Friday. Then they'll head to Madison on Saturday, and then back to Winterfield for a couple in a row, against one against Madison, one against Wausau. That's a look over the next 5 days. One of them are at home, so exciting times. Rafters baseball back in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-2 count outside to Akko. Brings it back 2-2, and well, the Rafters have been waiting for a few home games in a row. They had the long road trip earlier in the first half, and so a lot of these guys had that experience. 2-2 count is a swing and a miss for strike number three from Akko, and he goes down for the fourth time today. Can't quite get on to base here, and it brings up Caden Sigmund to the plate with one out and a runner on second here in the top of the seventh inning. Barajas on second base. He did steal a base in yesterday's game. Barajas already did show off the wheels. He took off for third base back in the first inning. A watch for him here as the first pitch to Sigmund misses low for ball number one. Sigmund, the left-handed hitting DH for the Rafters. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. This is first game for Wisconsin Rapids, and he is 0-for-3 on the game. 1-0. That one is taken low for ball strike number one. Sigmund hoping to show off his ability here from Dickinson College. I mentioned it a little bit earlier, the hits leader for Dickinson, as this one is going to miss inside. Well, not a hit, but a hit by pitch. And so Sigmund will take his base. Second base runner of the inning for the Rafters. And Garrett Workman not able to find his spot on that pitch. Misses a little too far inside. Now the Rafters runners on first and second with one out in the top of the seventh. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate, who has reached all three times so far today. Pair of walks and a single. His last time up in the sixth inning, he had that single and came around to score eventually. Drew a walk in the fourth inning and in the second inning. Right-handed hitting first baseman for the Rafters. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Key opportunity here, and on the mound, Workman brings it home, and it is in there, called for strike number one. And looking a little more in depth at Workman's numbers, didn't give him too big of a introduction, but Workman making his debut for the Dock Spiders. Yet to make an appearance, 0-1 count, and the bat goes flying. Watch out over there in the Dock Spiders dugout as that one bounces off Landon Gaz sent that one in front of, past the Dock Spiders dugout. That was like the, what's the one where swing the ball around on the chain? I'm forgetting that Olympic sport, but man, that one went quite a ways. Hammer throw, that's what I'm thinking of. Looked like he was doing hammer throw on that one. 0-2 count now. Runners on first and second, and see if he can hit the baseball as far as he threw that bat. 0-2 count with one away, and Garrett Workman going to try and work through it. Looks back to second, now brings it home, but it misses low for ball number one. 1-2 the count, and Gaz, one of the returners from the Rafters this past season, joins a couple of them. Rafters have a few players, five players on the active roster who returned from last season. We saw a couple of them earlier in the year, Cannon Restine and Mason Onyade. Both of them are gone now as that pitch misses inside and hits off the leg of Gaz, so he's on base for the fourth time today. Now on to first base, that's back-to-back hit batters by Garrett Workman, and after Workman went through the sixth inning, he threw 27 pitches in that inning. Well, now his pitch count is up to 40 in an inning and a third. And he might have to get pulled from the game sooner rather than later, but we'll see what happens as he will try and work through it. He's got the bases loaded with one out in the top of the seventh. Left-handed hitter Luke Skinner up at the plate. He is 0-for-1 in the game in three plate appearances, and that hits him. Three straight batters hit by a pitch, and Luke Skinner just got hit in the back right there, and he's going to walk slowly over towards first base. That's going to have to do it for Garrett Workman. Can't have three straight hit batters. Rafters had the same thing happen with their pitcher yesterday in Tyler Pacetti. He had to come out of the game after that point, and same deal happens here with Garrett Workman. Three straight hit batters, and, well, that does it for his night. So a new pitcher coming into the game here, and it will bring up Hiroto Kobayashi to the plate. And it looks like it is a right-handed pitcher, but working to clarify who that is, the Rafters did just score a run, so it is an RBI for Luke Skinner as he picks up his first RBI back from injury. And, well, he does so in a painful way, so hopefully he's all right over there. And new pitcher into the game for the Dock Spiders. It's number 26, Ben Kasten. Kasten, a right-handed pitcher who comes to Fond du Lac as a pitcher from Madison Community College, redshirt sophomore there, and a native of Greenfield, Wisconsin, 6'3", 195. And he takes over for Garrett Workman. Workman, he ends his night after an inning and a third. He allowed three hits and one walk. He had four strikeouts and three hit batters. No box for him, although he did have one wild pitch and faced 11 total batters on 41 pitches before he was taken out of the game. Here in the seventh inning, he threw a total of 14 pitches before he was pulled from the game. And now coming into the game, Kasten. And looking at Ben Kasten, he's making his fourth appearance for the Dock Spiders. And Kasten, all three of his previous appearances, also coming out of the bullpen. And, well, he's been pretty good, just the one run allowed over five innings, although did struggle against Traverse City. No runs allowed, but did allow two hits and took the loss in the game because of the inherited runners on the bases when he came in. So in that one, not quite the outing he was looking for, but before that, at Kalamazoo on June 20th, went three innings, allowing just one run on one hit, but he walked four batters. And his last time out, though, it was probably his best appearance, went two innings at Kalamazoo. He didn't allow a run, didn't allow a hit, only one walk, and he struck out three batters. Good appearance from him there. We'll see if he can keep it up here as he'll take on Kobayashi. It's a righty-righty matchup with the bases loaded and one out in the top of the seventh. 5-1 Rafters, and the first pitch called for strike number one. Rafters with the 5-1 lead after the hit-by-pitch of Luke Skinner. Rafters scored two runs in the fifth and sixth innings, trying to at least do the same here as that one is fouled off by Kobayashi. 0-2 the count. And Kobayashi, he is 0-3 after striking out in the sixth inning. Grounded out 4-3 in the fifth and struck out in the second. 0-2 count on the way here, misses high for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Hayden Carlson is on deck. And the Rafters hoping that he can keep up his hot day. He's got two hits. But Kobayashi hoping to send it to him. 1-2 count. This one's lifted out towards right field. But right there at the right fielder, he'll make the catch. Here comes the run on home from third base. And he will score. Throw on over to third. Does not come. And so both the runners on second and third advance. The Rafters lead 6-1 in the top of the seventh. Sacrifice fly from Hiroto Kobayashi. He picks up the RBI. Landon Gaz is now on third base, and Caden Sigmund came home to score. Runners on the corners with two away in the top of the seventh. Brings up the right-handed hitting Hayden Carlson to the plate. Carlson, the shortstop for the Rafters. Trying to get the Rafters the big win here. They are up by five runs, and even still, you want to make sure that you've got this lead as big as you can have it to feel confident about things. First pitch on the way to Carlson. Breaking ball in there, called for a strike, an 0-1 count. And Rafters recently, over their last 12 games, they are .500. So despite their overall record, not looking the best. 0-1 count here. Gets a swing and a miss from Carlson to bring it 0-2. And despite their overall record not looking the best, they have been able to slowly but surely turn things around. They're hoping to find that hot streak at the right time. This could be a good way to get it started. A lot of new players and trying to keep some momentum going. The 0-2 count misses outside for ball number one, but they've got to finish this one off. And they still need three more innings of shutdown pitching. 1-2, get the runners on the corners. Here comes the pitch from Kasson. It's grounded up the middle towards second base. It will get on through into center field. RBI single for Hayden Carlson. It's his third hit of the game, and the Rafters now lead 7-1 in the top of the seventh. Carlson is on first. Skinner is now on second, and Gaz came home to score. Rafters runners on first and second with two outs. In the top of the seventh, up six runs on the Dock Spiders. Now at the plate, it's the top of the card for the Rafters. Another guy with three hits. It's Royce Clayton Jr. First pitch to him is a little outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Clayton, right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup. He was 3-for-3 to start the game, although he struck out looking his last time up in the sixth. Pops one straight back and out of play. So a 1-1 count to him, and with two outs, hoping for another hit here. Rafters have two hits in the inning, but the three hit-by-pitches really have done the damage. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way to Clayton. He swings and misses. It's now 1-2. Prior to that strikeout, though, Clayton, he doubled in the fifth inning and came around to score. Third inning, he singled and stole a base, and in the first inning, he also singled, although he was forced out at second on a double play. 1-2 count coming home to Clayton. Fouls one back to keep it 1-2. And entering this game, Clayton was batting just .222, but as of late, his plate discipline had really looked better and better, and you saw that last game, drawing two walks, and now with it, they realize, hey, he's not just going to swing and miss, and the development, clear and obvious. 1-2 count, that one misses outside for a 2-2 count, because he did have problems with strikeouts earlier in the season, but working on his approach at the plate, he's been able to really find his stride here, and hoping to keep that rolling along. 2-2 count. That one is north of the zone for ball number three. The count is full. And this is exactly the plate discipline I'm talking about. Some of those pitches earlier in the season, he might have swung and missed at. But now he's able to recognize the pitches and hoping to get on base here. He's going to see the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Here's the 3-2 count. It's high for ball number four. And Clayton is on for the fourth time this game. First walk of the game for him, and it loads the bases for the Rafters. Royce Clayton on first base. Hayden Carlson is on second, and Luke Skinner is on third. Now at the plate, it's Noah Hatta. First pitch to him, this one skied out towards left field, high in the dark night sky. The left fielder under it, and Sanderson will make the catch for out number three. But the Rafters, still a big inning. They score three runs on the two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left them loaded. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, it's 7-1 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way?